USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nashville, Tennessee officials on Sunday named Anthony Warner as the bomber in the Christmas Day explosion and said he died on the scene. He was present when the bomb went off and he perished. Don Cochran, the U.S. Attorney General for the Middle District of Tennessee, said during a press briefing. DNA from human remains recovered at the scene matched that from known DNA belonging to Warner. The FBI said it matched the RV's VIN number to a registration belonging to Warner. Law enforcement said they're still investigating a motive behind the incident. President Trump signed the coronavirus relief bill Sunday. Although the package gives billions of dollars to other people around the world, it only gives Americans $600. The House will vote later today to try to extend the money to $2,000 per eligible American. Texas Republican Representative Michael Burgess tells Fox Speaker Nancy Pelosi has given lawmakers no information to vote on yet.
We'll see today what comes out of the Speaker's office.
We are USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature. I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let's get some more coronavirus vaccine information. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
People with underlying health conditions can receive the vaccine if they have not had a severe allergic reaction to any of the ingredients. Also, people with weakened immune systems not related to COVID and those with autoimmune conditions may receive the vaccine as well, although there is no data available on the safety of the vaccine in those demographics. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says as of Saturday, nearly 2 million people in the U.S. have received the first of two doses of one of the two vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The United Kingdom government announced last week that the developers of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine had submitted their data to the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. Approval is expected to be on January 4th. The efficacy of the AstraZeneca vaccine is 70%, compared to the 95% efficacy reported by Pfizer. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The playoff picture in the National Football League became clear this weekend. Breaking down the games, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki.
Week 16 action in the NFL Sunday saw the Pittsburgh Steelers clinch the AFC North by scoring 21 second-half points to beat Indianapolis 28-24. The Jacksonville Jaguars clinched the number one pick in next year's draft with a 41-17 loss to the Chicago Bears. The Kansas City Chiefs clinched the number one seed in the AFC playoffs with a 17-14 win over Atlanta. The Green Bay Packers rolled the Tennessee Titans 40-14. The Dallas Cowboys kept themselves alive in the NFC East race with a 37-17 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. After Washington's 20-13 loss to Carolina, the Cowboys and the football team are now tied atop the division at 6-9. And the Seattle Seahawks clinched the NFC West title with a 20-9 win over the LA Rams. It's their first division crown since 2016. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Did you see the Titans-Packers game with all that snow last night? That's why Lambeau Field is the frozen tundra. Monday Night Football will be in Foxborough, just outside Boston, as the Patriots host the really good Buffalo Bills. Current Foxborough temperatures are in the 20s with 89% humidity. Kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. On a sad note, it was announced by the International Bluegrass Music Association that musician Tony Rice has died. Rice died on Christmas morning at the age of 69. Tony once said his first big influence was guitarist Clarence White and the Kentucky Colonels. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.